This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Not afraid to say it again, it's my favorite time of the year in high school sports. It's playoff basketball time, and we are dialed in on KNCA 103.9 FM. Northeast Kansas League battle here tonight from Horton High School. Chargers playing host to Valley Falls. This is a girls' contest in the 2A classification, the Mission Valley Substate, and a first-round game, as we mentioned, featuring Horton and Valley Falls here tonight. Taking a look at the rest of this bracket, you look at this 2A, and obviously filled with Northeast Kansas League teams. You also got some Big East player in there as well, but this is a 5-12 matchup. Horton the 5 seed, Valley Falls the 12 seed. Winner of this game will move on to the Substate semifinals next week, and we'll take on either Morehill Mounts Academy or Northern Heights. So that is the four in this quad in terms of this Mission Valley Substate. This is matchup number two this season between Valley Falls and Horton. Got to go back to January 31st, so not all that long ago, just less than a month ago, that these two teams squared up, and it was Horton winning the league matchup. That final score was 61-40, so it was a 21-point win for Horton the first time around, or the lone time around that they played this season. Valley Falls, they're trying to snap a two-game skid against the Chargers. You got to go back to February 2nd of 2024, the last time the Valley Falls girls defeated the Horton Chargers. Again, Valley Falls coming into tonight, the 12th seed in this bracket. The record is 8-15. They did go 500 in the Northeast Kansas League this season. Even Stevens at 5-5. Valley Falls, their last win, February 13th against Oskaloosa. Since then, back-to-back losses at Perry LeCompton, and then last Friday at Jackson Heights. Now for the home team Chargers, Boyd last Friday, their regular season finale on their home floor against Troy. That game was the deciding factor for the Northeast Kansas League Championship this season, and it was the Trojans of Troy for a second straight year getting it done for the league championship. Troy winning that game last Friday here inside the Horton Gym. That final was 59-50. So both these teams have lost back-to-back games. Both these teams' last win was February 13th. Horton, again, was that close on the doorstep of a league championship. And you just look at the last two seasons with this Horton Chargers girls basketball program. The previous three seasons, so you go from the 22, 23, and 24 campaign, the Horton girls, they had a combined record of 18-44. Well, this season, that's right now 15-7. And then you go back to last year, a 13-win season. This Charger program, again, 28-15 over their last two seasons. And, of course, first-year head coach Bailey Lancer has done a tremendous job leading this Horton girls team to the number 5 seed in the Substate. We'll take another timeout, 2 minutes in variety. We'll come back, we'll get you the starting lineups, and we'll get you set for the opening tip-off. Class 2A girls Substate quarterfinal here tonight. Horton hosting Valley Falls. Starters and more coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
When your outdoor space needs real attention, trust the team that's been serving Atchison and the surrounding area since 1991. Urban Lawn Care. Family owned and full service, they handle everything from design and dirt work, tree care, irrigation service, and complete lawn maintenance. And when winter rolls in, they've got snow and ice removal covered too. Hundreds of homeowners and businesses rely on Urban Lawn Care to take on the tough job so you can simply enjoy the results. Visit them at 6300 Ottawa Road, go to UrbanLawnCareLLC.com, or call 913-367-4478 today. Urban Lawn Care, you're all season experts.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball here on KNZA tonight. It is brought to you by Rainbow Communications. You can find them online at rainbowtel.net. They are providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Megan Sturton in studio, Brandon Tabman with you. Again, getting closer to the tip-off tonight. Girls Class 2A Substate Quarterfinal featuring two Northeast Kansas League opponents, the Horton Chargers, playing host to the Valley Falls Dragons. Getting you caught up on some of the other area games tonight. So we're highlighting 2A girls here from Horton tonight. So you got a nice list, 8 games featuring local teams on the 2A girls' side, and then also in action tonight on the boys' side, quarterfinals in the 3A classification. You got Holton and Hiawatha for 3A boys. That is on both the Holton and Hiawatha channels. Silver Lake is hosting Maranatha Christian Academy on the Silver Lake channel, and then Nemaha Central at Sabetha, rivalry there on our sister station, KMCA 92.1 FM. Again, Valley Falls here at Horton tonight. Let's get you tonight. Starting lineups in this win and move on, lose and go home scenario. First round of the playoffs, best time of the year, no doubt about it. Let's start with Valley Falls. First year head coach, Chad Van Houten. Dragons this season finished 8-15 and an even 500, 5-5 in Northeast Kansas League play. They were 5-6 in the month of January, but just 2-4 here in the month of February. So the starters for the Dragons tonight, Paisley Heinen. She is a 5'5 junior guard, averaging 3 points and 2 rebounds a game. Brecken Moore on the wing. She is a 5'6 sophomore, north of 5 points and 4 rebounds a contest. The point guard is Callie DeLong, second team all league a year ago, 5'4 junior, averaging nearly 8 points and 4 rebounds a game. And down low, the two forwards, Gracie Connor, a 5'6 senior, the lone senior on this roster, by the way, north of 5 points and 5 rebounds a game. And then Abby Wilson, she is a 5'9 junior, at 2 points and a team leading 6 rebounds per game. So for Valley Falls and Chad Van Houten, first-year head coach tonight in this playoff matchup, is Heinen, DeLong, Moore, Wilson, and Connor. For first-year head coach, Bailey Lancer and the Horton Chargers, the 5 seed in this substate. Their record is 15-7, finished second behind Troy in the Northeast Kansas League. Kirsten Smith, the 5'10 sophomore, 6 points, 6 rebounds a game. Kansas Keough, first-team all-league last year, a team leading 13.2 points per game. Marlissa Banks, also first-team all-league, a 5'8 junior at 9.1 points per game. JoJo Switch down low, a 5'10 senior at 6 points, nearly 5 rebounds a game. And then also down low, Kirsten Smith, a 5'10 sophomore. She is at 6 points and 6 rebounds per game. We'll step aside for a timeout. The opening tip-off coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
This is Brendan Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. I'm welcoming you to come to our store where you will enjoy our knowledgeable staff. Did you know our management staff has over 200 years of management experience? Looking for a new item? Don't hesitate to ask and we will do our best to find it. Need to order a large quantity? We offer special discounts for case size orders for additional savings. Thanks again for your support of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha for over 53 years.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Playoff basketball here tonight on KNDA. Northeast Kansas League Showdown. Girls 2-8 upstate quarterfinal. The Horton Chargers hosting the Valley Falls Dragons. Again, the Dragons tonight starting Heinen, DeLong, Moore, Wilson, and Connor. Chargers tonight, it is Coversup, Smith, Keough, Banks, and Switch. Opening tip-off tonight brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. When you move on, lose, your season is over. It is that time of the year. It goes by fast. Chargers in the home whites, Dragons in the road blacks. Chargers at home here tonight, going from right to left. They win the opening tip, won so by JoJo Switch. And from right to left, we are underway in this 2A playoff quarterfinal. 2-3 zone defense right now being applied by Valley Falls. They get it to the left elbow. Now dumping it down inside. Covers up. Trying a reverse layup. Missed everything. It went all the way over the rim and on the other side. And it was cleared away by Callie DeLong. First opportunity here on offense from left to right for the Dragons. And they immediately turn it over. Here comes Kansas Keough into the front court. Gets a high screen. Working into the left corner. Hands it off to Kirsten Smith right there, who dribbles into the lane. Little U-turn to the rack. Shot no. Good individual effort by Kirsten Smith. She is fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two. First foul of tonight's game called on 5'9 junior Abby Wilson. So Kirsten Smith, a 5'10 sophomore forward, north of 6 points and 6 rebounds a game, and she has our first point in this one tonight. She buries the first free throw, coming in at 69.4%. At the stripe this season, Chargers 15-7, 8-2 in the Northeast Kansas League. And Kirsten Smith, 2-for-2 at the line, and the Chargers showing an immediate press here in the full court. And they knock it away, and there's a second turnover already by Valley Fall. Ramped up here, Keough lost it off her foot out of bounds near side. And the Chargers, after forcing a turnover, get it right back. So we played 45 seconds. Chargers out to a 2-0 lead, thanks to a pair of Kirsten Smith free throws. Dragons get it in. They got numbers now. Brecken Moore getting behind the defense, and she lays it in for two. Brecken Moore, the first Valley Falls bucket tonight, and we're tied at two apiece. We have played 60 seconds. Up top of the Chargers, it's JoJo Switch, a little more right side on the wing. Bouncing it into the right corner with Kirsten Smith. Picks it up right there. Being hounded by Abby Wilson, finds Keough on the right wing. She gets to the free throw line, curls to the left block. Now Smith, left corner, lost the handle. Out of bounds for another Charger turnover. So both teams, two turnovers each here in the early going, and a 2-2 tie here in what is matchup number two this season between these two. Another opportunity into the front court with Brecken Moore. Right side pass to Paisley Heinen, and then she dribbles it back to the right wing. Now into the corner it goes. That's Brecken Moore. Man-to-man defense right now being applied by the Chargers. Valley Falls, their issue this season has been offense, averaging to 35 points per game, and also the turnover number has been high for them as well, and right on cue, I was going to mention 21 turnovers per game, the handle was lost, and a turnover by Heinen on the far side of the floor, so three turnovers already for Valley Falls, a 2-2 tie here about 2 minutes in. Chargers into the front court from right to left, get it to Smith left side, now Switch, free throw line, Jay on the way, and it's banked in straight away. JoJo Switch on the board, and a 4-2 Charger lead 2 minutes into this first quarter. Valley Falls again struggling a little bit with the press, but they get it into the front court. Up top with Brecken Moore, dives into the lane, and that pivot foot drug just enough, and that is the right call. The travel is made, and it's going back the other way for the fourth Dragons turnover already. 4-2 Chargers. Here's Keough out high. Goes right side to Smith on the wing. Now Smith, right corner. Up top to Keough. Kirsten Smith now left side of the floor, but Keough missing her. Diving in. Now Smith left corner. She'll fire a long two, grazing the front iron. Long rebound chased down on the right wing by Marlissa Banks. Inside, this is covers up, turning, fading away. Soft touch off the window. Tara covers up on the board. She's got her first two tonight. 6-2 Chargers. Not quite 3 minutes into this game. Valley Falls breaking the press. They had numbers, but it's lost in the corner by Brecken Moore. And the Chargers ready to reset here on the defensive side. Nearly forcing another turnover. Covers up, knocking it away and out of bounds here on the near side corner. Good ramped up defense by this Charger unit. Neither team making a sub to this point. About 3 minutes in, and the Chargers out to a 6-2 lead. Throwing it in right side near that corner. It is Cali DeLong. Comes off a down screen. Straight away, three on the way. Nearly tanked it in, but ricocheting off the left side of the rim. And on the ground, it was Kirsten Smith. And then after gathering it on the ground, she's called for a travel. That gives it right back to Valley Falls. At 5:01 to go in the first quarter, and the Chargers leading it 6-2. Got to go back to early February of 2024, the last time Valley Falls beat Horton in girls basketball. There's a missed shot, covers up, pulling down the rebound here for the Chargers. And they want to add to a four-point lead here early on. Here's Keough working around the arc. Now switch on the right wing. Lobs a pass, short corner left. A good look from Seward. A little bit long by Kirsten Smith. Ricochets into the hands of Brecken Moore. Here comes Valley Falls. Heinen diving in. Moore rejected at the rim. Good defense there by Covers Up. No shot clock here at Horton. Something worth mentioning as well here early on. So Valley Falls to possession underneath. They've gone on a little bit of a scoring drought here. They're lone two from Brecken Moore. Oh, bad pass on the inbounds, and it's taken away. Easy steal by Covers Up, and make it five early turnovers here for the Dragons. Here's Keough out top for the Chargers. North of 13 a game. Marlissa Banks a three. That hits hard off the left rim. And right into the hands of Brecken Moore, pushing the tempo near sideline. Keough makes a pick it up. DeLong wide open for three in the right corner. Boy, that was way too long. Pulled in on the backside by Keough. Chargers get it inside to Covers Up. Bouncing an extra pass. JoJo Switch, why not? In the right block for two. 4 points here in the early going for JoJo Switch. And an 8-2 margin now in favor of the home team Chargers. Valley Falls trying to break the press. They get it into the front court. Back to Heinen up top. The long left side corner three. And another air ball applied from downtown. And this one cleared away by Covers Up. And a timeout going to be called by Horton. First-year head coach Bailey Lanter wants a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Chargers at home off to a good start. Leading Valley Falls in this playoff opener. Our score early in the first is 8-2. Sam KNCA, we thank you enough for being with us here tonight. Megan Sturton in studio. Brandon Tamma with you again on broadcast presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them online, rainbowcell.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. So, again, both these teams have lost their last two games coming into this one tonight. Both of these teams' last win was on February 13th. Valley Falls, they beat Oskaloosa by three. And on February 13th, Horton, they defeated Moore Hill Mounts Academy on this floor. That was a five-point margin, 50-45. So, again, the Dragons trying to snap a brief little two-game skid against Horton. You got to go back to early February, 2 years ago, the last time the Dragons beat Horton in girls basketball. So past the halfway point here in the first quarter, 8-2 Chargers. We get a sub on the floor. Maria Mendez has checked in here for Horton. She sets. She fires a three. This one high off the heel. Oh, it nearly got an extra bounce in there. And chasing down underneath. Boy, what an offensive rebound there for Keough. Now inside. Shot is up. That one missing off the left rim. Missed by Aubrey Wilson. And cleared away here by Brecken Moore. Into the corner it goes. Here's Chloe Cox, who's just checked into the game. She'll step in. A 15-foot J rattled it in there. Chloe Cox, that's going to stop the scoring drought for the Dragons. They get to within four. 8-4 Chargers at 3 minutes to go here in the first. Here's Mendez up top. Gets to the elbow. Nice little shot fake. And then a foul after the miss. Underneath, I believe, going against Valley Falls. So on the rebound attempt, Gracie Connor picks up her first. And Dragon team found number two. So the Chargers will throw it in underneath as Bobby Becker will throw it in. So both teams issuing some subs here at last timeout just a moment ago. Here's Wilson at the elbow trying to bounce it into Keough left block and then tied up in there underneath with Heinen. Good defense. And the possession arrow is going to give it to Valley Falls, which is now turnover number four on the Chargers here. In the early going. So Horton out to an 8-4 lead. 2:49 to go first quarter. Keough knocks it away as the Chargers continuing to press here in the full court. The Dragons going to have to throw it in and reset. First time tonight for the Dragons, we see 5'10 freshman Kadren Strickler. And she's got a lot of promise moving forward. 5'10 forward, averaging nearly 4 points and a couple of rebounds per game. It's her first minutes in this playoff matchup here tonight. Into the front court, Chloe Cox bumped on the perimeter, and a foul going against the Chargers. It's Aubrey Wilson. That is her first. And Charger team foul number one. Right back into the game, we'll see Marlissa Banks taking the spot of Kansas Keough. Willie Brown is checked in as well here for the Dragons. She dumps it in. It's Paisley Hyman, now high right on the wing in the front court. And Marlissa Banks reading that pass, knocking it away near midcourt, trying to fight for it, and finally hands it off to her teammate, and that's Maria Mendez, who works it back in to the front court here for Horton. Lead by four. 2:25 to go first quarter. Mendez to the right side of the floor, picked up by Becker, still has it on the wing. Now Mendez in the corner, losing it, saving it, but right to Chloe Cox, and now five turnovers on the Chargers. Here come the Dragons, a little two-on-one. They get it to the right side, shot, no. Fighting for the offensive rebound, second chance, no. And then a third opportunity pulled down there. Good job there on that second effort by Lily Brown. Now a third opportunity, little sidestep. That's got to be a travel, it is. On the drive, going against Gracie Connor. And the turnovers continuing to be an issue here early on for this Valley Falls team, averaging 21 turnovers a game. And right now, unofficially, 7 already in this first quarter. They're down only 4. Maria Mendez getting it on the right wing. She tried a 3 pretty quick. And then I think we get a foul on the rebound attempt going against Aubrey Wilson. That'll be her second, as gets another sub into the game here for Valley Falls. Callie DeLong right back in. And she takes in the inbound pass, bouncing it with one hand to Cox at midcourt, working near sideline, bumped by Aubrey Wilson. And Wilson just picked up her third foul. And that gets Kara Covers up right back to the scores table. So Aubrey Wilson played all of maybe 2 minutes and tracked up 3 early fouls. 1:43 to go, first quarter. Horton 8, Valley Falls 4. 2A girls sub-state quarterfinal here tonight on KNCA. Here's DeLong. Up top it goes, Lily Brown. Two dribbles left, lost it, and another takeaway. Here's a steal by Banks. Coast to coast, missed the shot, but right there to grab it, stick it up and in. It's Pippen Lanter for two. That's what you do. You follow the shot. Lanter makes it 10-4 Horton. Right back up the floor. Drive from the right angle by Chloe Cox, and she is fouled on the floor before the shot. And this one going against Tiffin Lanter, as that is her first in team foul number 4. So the final 1:20 of this first 8 minutes, Valley Falls will be in the bonus. They're as bad as it's been, as many turnovers as they have, nearly giving it away right there again. They're only down 6. Here's DeLong driving in, another lazy pass, and another turnover by the Dragons. Here's Marlissa Banks. She'll step into a 3 left wing, high off the front rim, and a nice rebound there taken down by Gracie Connor. The Valley Falls getting some stops. They just can't get out of their own way with the turnovers here early. Quick fire. Chloe Cox from 3. And that is an air ball saved underneath, but out of bounds, Bobby Becker. So the Dragons fortunate to keep this possession underneath after a quick shot into the front court. See Brecken Moore right back into the game, replacing Lily Brown. And this Dragons team, 8 wins, 15 losses, but they only have one senior on the roster. Have it right now with 50 seconds and counting in this first quarter, trailing Horton 10-4. Here's Lily Brown on a cut. It's taken away. Boy, the turnovers. And Valley Falls doomed here tonight. That's, at this rate, going to be a heavy factor in a potential loss. Still a long way to go. Horton by 6. 30 seconds left with the possession. Here covers up with the basketball. Now left side. Becker along 2. Switch. Left corner, 17-footer for Bobby Becker, and her first 2 tonight makes it 12-4 Horton. Final 16 seconds of this first 8 minutes. Going to work, Lily Brown kicks it left. Nice ball fake by Callie DeLong. High arcing floater, no. Second chance, rejected by Covers Up, but a foul called, and free throws coming for Kadrin Strickler, who snagged that offensive rebound. So Covers Up picks up her first foul, team foul number 5, 8.6 seconds remaining in the quarter, and Strickler, the freshman, at the line to shoot 2. And her first on the way is good. First point tonight for the freshman, Kadrin Strickler, leads the team in block shots, 52% at the line this season. Good length down low for the forward. Second one hits the heel, front rim, rolls off, and a rebound for Covers Up. Horton up 7, 5 seconds to go. Here's Banks into the lane, kicks it back. Here's Maria Mendez for three at the buzzer. Massive three at the horn by freshman Maria Mendez. And the Chargers will take their largest lead of the game into the second quarter. Girls 2A sub-state quarterfinal here tonight. Home team Chargers of Fortin leading the Dragons of Valley Falls 15-5. A tight 30. We're back for second quarter action. Don't go anywhere. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Freshman Maria Mendez, a three-pointer at the buzzer, extending the Horton girls' lead over Valley Falls to 15-5. As we're ready to start the second quarter tonight here on KNZA. Again, I've said it in the pregame. It's my favorite time of the year for high school sports. Playoff basketball finally upon us. The first-round games across our networks here tonight as well as tomorrow, next week, and beyond, as we've got a lot of good teams vying for deep runs here in the postseason across multiple classifications. Again, Megan Sturton, Brandon Salmon with you, off and running. Quarter number two, Chargers by 10 with the opening possession from right to left. Here's Tio losing it inside, and a quick steal here for the Valley Falls defense. Six turnovers here in this half for Horton. Here's the long right elbow. She lost it, trying to fight for it on the perimeter. Good hustle here by Tio. She hits the floor, and a tie-up is called. And the possession arrow is going to keep it here with Valley Falls. Fans did not like that call. And I understand why. It didn't appear there was a clear possession before the whistle. But nonetheless, Dragons catching a break there. Let's see if they can get a bucket. They're down 10. Well, they get a good look inside off the inbounds. That is well executed. And Lily Brown gets her first two. Cuts into the Charger lead, 15-7 Horton. 30 seconds into the second. Dumping it down. Here's covers up. Backside pass. Shot no, but a foul. Kirsten Smith going to the line to shoot Sue. Valley Falls will have their first foul here in the second quarter on the freshman, Katrin Strickler, her first. Kirsten Smith, 2 points in that opening quarter, 2 for 2 at the line, and this one here a little bit strong, no good. And multiple subs checking in here for Valley Falls. We'll see Paisley Heinen back in alongside Abby Wilson. Second by Smith. This one is good. She goes 1 for 2, has 3 points, all from the stripe. 16-7, Chargers by 9, early going in this second quarter here tonight. Here's the long pass into the front court to Heinen. Right back to the long on a cut. Now Heinen again along to right corner. Nearly got it to go. Going up high for the rebound with JoJo Switch, and here come the Chargers from right to left. Stepping into a transition three, it's Marlissa Banks that was on target but short. And chasing that one down underneath with Callie DeLong for the Dragons. Still on the dribble. Gets to the free throw line. Her pass deflected, taken away. All the way. Kia, left hand, spins it up and in there. 2 points for Kansas. Kia, the leading scorer for this Charger team in their largest lead of 11, 18-7. Backside pass to Connor, and she is bumped in that short corner and fouled on the play. Couple of white jerseys there. They'll get the call on Kirsten Smith. That is her first. And the first foul on the Chargers here in the second quarter. Chloe Cox checking back in for Valley Falls, taking the spot of Callie DeLong. We got 6:41 to go in this first half. Chargers by 11. They go inside to Connor on the inbound for the left-handed turnaround. She gets her own rebound, and that second one short as well. A couple good looks in there for Connor. Finally cleared away by JoJo Switch. 90 seconds into the second, 18-7, home team. Here's Switch down low. She lost the handle. She'll turn it over. 7 turnovers here in the first half for the Chargers. Right down the middle of the floor from left to right. Now knocked away out of bounds. Active hands there by Kansas Keo as it was Brecken Moore on the dribble. So near sideline, Valley Falls to throw it in. Again, no shot clock here at Horton tonight. They get it on the right wing. Here is Hyman with the dribble. Now up top it goes to Gracie Connor. Sidesteps two defenders into the lane, or had it ripped away. Still fighting for it. And two Dragons collide on the far side, and then a travel's going to be called. It was picked up by Keough. So ultimately, we kind of swapped turnovers there, but boy, Gracie Connor got banged up over there by her own teammate and is going to come off the floor here for the time being, hoping she's okay. About 2 minutes into this second, Dragons do get the possession back, and boy, they immediately turn it over again. Goodness. 11-point Charger lead. They have it in the front court. Backside pass wide open. Kirsten Smith, and she's fouled. Great pass from the right corner to the left block. JoJo switch to Kirsten Smith. And free throws coming again for the 5'10 sophomore. And that foul going against Abby Wilson, her second. And Dragon team foul number two in the quarter. Before the Smith free throws coming, get a timeout called by Valley Falls. A 30-second TO. Going to keep it right here. Again, early portions of the second quarter. Home team Horton leading road team Dragons and Valley Falls. It is 18-7. Balanced scoring here. So you already got seven players who have scored in this game for Horton. Got 3 points apiece from Kirsten Smith and Maria Mendez. Four from JoJo Switch to lead the way. And then you got two apiece from Keough, Becker, Lanter, and Covers Up. For Valley Falls, not so much. In the scoring department, being down 11, they got two apiece from Cox, Moore, and Brown, and they also got 1 point from Kadrin Strickler. So out of the timeout, Kirsten Smith, 5'10 sophomore, at the line to shoot two, trying to extend on this largest lead for the Chargers tonight in this opening half. All three of her points at the line in this first half, 3 of 4, and her fifth attempt of the half is a little bit strong off the heel, no good. Staggered stance with the right foot forward. Right-handed shot on the way. High arcing, nothing but net. 4 points for Kirsten Smith. She is 4 for 6 at the line. 19-7, a dozen. Now the advantage for the Chargers. And into the front court, a travel is called against Lily Brown. The ill-advised turnovers piling up. Dragons, at this point, fortunate to only be down 12. Here's JoJo Switch on a backside cut. Picks it up after one dribble on the block. Good pass to Keough for three, missing off the left rim. And a rebound for Valley Falls. Into the front court here are the Dragons. On the dribble, it's Cox. Hands it off to Heinen up top. Now Strickler nearly had it taken away between the rings. Wide open for three right side, Lily Brown. That one off the right rim. Fighting for the rebound underneath. Bodies everywhere and a foul on the floor. It appears to be going against the Chargers. It will be on Kirsten Smith. That is her second. And team foul number two here in the quarter. Bobby Becker checks back in. Also Maria Mendez as well for the Chargers. Quick entry pass on the block. Strickler had everybody faked out there, and she has her first field goal and 3 points in this opening half. A 10-point Charger lead. They get her right back up the floor. And you guessed it, it's Kirsten Smith again, fouled underneath on the shot, going to the line to shoot two more. So the Chargers got back up the floor quickly. That foul going against Gracie Connor, that is her second. Dragon team foul number three. So the seventh free throw attempt for Smith here in the first half, missing off the left rim, no good. Here's Callie DeLong back into the game for the Dragons, taking the spot of the lone senior, Gracie Connor. About 3 minutes into the second quarter. 10-point Charger lead. Second spins in there. So Kirsten Smith living at the free throw line here in the first quarter and change. 20-9 our score. Home team Chargers by 11. Boy, just active hands, and Keough a little too active. Knocks Strickler to the ground, and a foul going to be called. So Keough picks up her first. It is the third team foul against the Chargers here in the quarter. We have played 3 minutes. We got 5 to go in the second. And right now the Chargers leading by 11. Here's DeLong over to Cox. Left side on the wing. Not using the dribble. Good cut. Pass to Brown. Shot up and good. Great offensive set for the Dragons there. And Brown has 4. And it's 20-11 at 4:42 to go in the first half. Backside pass wide open. Becker missing the shot. Kirsten Smith, though, gets the offensive rebound. And then she threw it away. Turnover by Horton. Here's Cox into the front court. Now DeLong. up top to Strickler. She doesn't shoot him much, but she'll fire a deep three, missing off the right rim. And another rebound here for JoJo Switch, her third of the half. Numbers up the floor for the Chargers, and Keo lost it off her hands and out of bounds. Had a perfect two-on-one break. Ill-advised on that TO by Horton. And Maria Mendez on the other side of that two-on-one break. But a turnover by the Chargers. A nine-point Horton lead at 4:12 to go in the first half. Up top between the rings, Lily Brown. Long pass into the corner. Now looking for Strickler. Short corner. Had it knocked away in the corner. So Long chasing it down. Now Lily Brown is straightaway two, and she got it to go. A long distance two for Lily Brown, and she's got six here in the first half. 20-13 our score. Dragons slowly chipping away. Trying to answer, Keo, a long right wing three, and a foul on the rebound attempt going against the Chargers. I don't think Coach Lancer really approved of that possession there. And the foul going against Kirsten Smith, and that is her third. So you already got Aubrey Wilson with three fouls, and Kirsten Smith will join on the bench three fouls as well. 20-13 is our score. Dragons down by as many as 12, only down 7 right now. At about the 3.5 minute mark of this second quarter. Another lost possession here, but deflected into the hand. And driving and shooting and nearly finishing was, I believe, Strickler. And she's going to the line to shoot two. Aggressive on the block. And the foul here going against Bobby Becker. Her first team foul, number 5. So the Dragons in the bonus the rest of this quarter. And Strickler knocks in the first free throw attempt. And she's got 4 here in the first half. Dragons chipping away. It's 20-14. It's a 5-0 run. Make it a 6-0 run by the Dragons. And Strickler's got 5, and that is the deficit. And they're trying to ramp up the defense here. Covers up at the free throw line. Right side pass to Becker. Now Keo up top. Pushing a pass into the left corner. Lancer a 3. That is short, but right there for the offensive rebound. Missing a second attempt. Is Bobby Becker. So grabbing that air ball from that left corner three was Bobby Becker. Missed her first putback attempt, got it a second time, and then fouled on that second chance. And she's at the line as the foul was on Callie DeLong, her first. First free throw by Bobby Becker, the junior, is no good. It rattled in and out. She's got 2 points, 2 rebounds here in the first half. And trying to go 1-for-2 here at the stripe. And that one is no good, but they said she stepped over the line, so 0-for-2 anyway. So the Dragons currently on a 7-0 run. They were down 20-8 a moment ago, but now it's 20-15 at 3:10 to go in this first half. The 5-12 matchup in this substate in Class 2A. Here's a pass into the corner with Lily Brown, works it back to the wing with a couple of dribbles, being hounded over there by Maria Mendez. Now back on the left wing, it's Breckenmore. Dribbles to the top of the circle. Goes back towards the left wing. Now a contested 3 left corner. That is a heavy air ball out of bounds. Good job, though, underneath by Hyman to not touch that last and save the possession here for Valley Falls. Marlissa Banks, JoJo Switch checking back in. Kansas Keo and Bobby Becker getting breathers right now for Coach Lanter and the Chargers here. 2:48 to go until the half. Dragons with the possession down 5. They're on a 7-0 run here. Here's DeLong in the right wing. It goes into the corner. It's Breckenmore. She got bumped down on the right wing, and it's finally picked up. Dragon fans wanted a foul. They didn't get it. Certainly been physical here in this first half. Here is Coversup in the right corner. Dribbles to the wing. One left side dribble. Now up top to Mendez. Right side Banks puts it on the dribble. Back to Coversup in the right corner. Gets into the lane. Floats it up. Partially blocked. Out of bounds it goes. Good defense by the freshman Strickler. And the Chargers keep the possession at 2:21 to go in the half. This will be switched to throw it in. No shot clock here at Horton. 7-0 run right now by the Dragons. They're down 5. Here's Lancer in the right corner. Now trying to dump it on the elbow. And it's taken away in stride by Strickler. And she gets it to go in transition. Kadra Strickler, the freshman, 7 here in the first half. It's a 9-0 run right now by the Dragons, and they're down 3 at 2:05 to go in this first half. Big time burst needed for Valley Falls. As we still got 2 minutes to go, Lancer had her shot rejected out of bounds underneath. Good defense down low by Breckenmore. Here's Kansas Keo back into the game, replacing Lancer. Chargers have gone cold here over the last 4 minutes or so. Gracie Connor back into the game. Strickler is out, so a little bit smaller of a lineup here for the Dragons. They go inside. Maria Mendez trying to navigate through two defenders. She is called for a travel. Now both teams really piling up the turnovers here in this first half, and the Dragons again trying to build on a 9-0 run. A three would tie the game. 1:50 to go until the halftime break. Here's DeLong. Now a pass into the corner. It is Moore. Right back DeLong. Short corner left. Trying to bounce it to the elbow, and a whistle and a foul is going to put Valley Falls at the line for two. Now 1:41 to go in the half. Charger foul going against Keo. That is her second. And free throws here. Bonus time for Lily Brown. Lily Brown, a 5'6 sophomore. 6 points here in this first half. A 9-0 run currently for the Dragons, going about five-ish so minutes on this run. And the first free throw by Brown is spun in there. She's got seven to match Strickler for a game high. 20-18, it's a two-point game. Everybody was faked out on the free throw attempt, as there was a little bit of hesitation before putting it up, so that is a lane violation. And that one, second, going to be no good there for Lily Brown. But nonetheless, a 10-0 run for the Dragons. They're down two, about 90 seconds left in the half. And the Chargers ill-advised a turnover on the right wing. A travel going against Marlissa Bang. Goodness, Chargers. It has been a tale of two quarters. Valley Falls controlling the tempo here in the second. It was all Chargers in the first. So we got a two-point game. Here's a shot deflected out of bounds underneath with defense once again by Covers Up, who averages nearly two blocks per game. Far side corner throwing it in. It is Paisley Heinen. Throws it to the wing, but picking it off right there. It's a steal for Keo. Keo trying to do it all herself. She takes it all the way. She had four bodies around her on the defense. But a foul going against Valley Falls. This one reaching in with Chloe Cox. That is her first. And bonus time for the Chargers now. Both teams in the bonus at 1:21 to go in the half. This puts Kansas Keo at the line to shoot two. The lefty Keo spins, fires, and rattles in the first freebie. That stops the 10-0 run by Valley Falls. 21-18 Chargers. Minute 21 to go in the half. Second on the way. This one good as well. Keo's got four here in the opening half. First team All-League a year ago, and it's 22-18 Chargers. Approaching the final minute. Here's Cox in the lane. Shot no good. She left it short. And then taking it away was Callie DeLong after a rebound by Covers Up. And then the ball is out of bounds on the far side. So saving that one was Callie DeLong. Second team All-League a year ago. And she'll throw it in with a minute 8 left on the clock. Chargers leading by 4. They've led by as many as 12 here in this first half. And on the right wing, another travel. This one on Chloe Cox. And another Valley Falls turnover. Interested to count up these turnover numbers when we get to the stats, the halftime break. Now we're at the final minutes of this first half. 4-point lead trying to add. There's a Mendez three that's off the heel, but an offensive rebound for Keo. Mendez again straight away from three. This one is short and finally cleared away by Paisley Heinen. 48 seconds and counting until the half. Here come the Dragons down four. Up top with Heinen. Now left side of the floor. And DeLong had it knocked away. Now diving in from the left corner, still on the dribble. Curls into the lane, and she turns it over again. Up the floor, Keo gathering, shot no, but a foul. Foul going against Lily Brown, her first. And free throws coming for Kansas Keo. 22-18 Chargers. 33 seconds to go in the half. Her correction on the foul, it's on DeLong, her second. And the first free throw by Keo was good. Got the shooter's touch, all five of her points here in the second quarter. That is the current lead for the Chargers. And now six. She goes 2-for-2. 6 points here in the second quarter for Kansas Keo. And first-year head coach for the Dragons, Chad Van Houten, wants to call a timeout. 32.7 to be exact on the clock here in the second quarter. It is a 24-18 Chargers advantage. Get our timeouts here on KNCA, presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Time for a break. You're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's, any flavors of homegrown popcorn that is the perfect timeout snack. Again, Megan Sturton in studio. Always appreciate it on the ones and the twos. I'm Brandon Tadman with you here tonight from Horton High School. So the Chargers jumped out to a 15-5 first quarter lead, and then they had it as high as 12 early on in the second quarter. But the Dragons turned it up a little bit on both sides of the ball, about a 4 or 5 minute stretch. Dragons would go on a 10-0 run, claw right back into this game, but the Chargers have gotten it back to 6 in the final 32 seconds of this half. 24-18 Chargers. Here's DeLong into the front court out of the timeout. Right side, it's Cox on the wing. Up top, Strickler, who just checked back in. Now Hyman, left wing, gets to the elbow, kicks it left. Strickler off balance, three, it's an air ball. Mendez, the rebound for the Chargers. 12 seconds here for Horton. They can play for the final shot. Keough, passing left side to switch. Down to 6 seconds. Back to Keough, high left on the wing. Hands it off top of the key. 3 seconds. Banks along three. Nearly banked it in, did Marlissa Banks. But rattles out. Rebound, Tara covers up. And that takes us to the end of the first half here in this playoff game tonight. Battle of Northeast Kansas League teams on the girls' side in Class 2A. The Horton Chargers, 24. The Valley Falls Dragons, 18. A halftime show coming up next, again brought to you by Highland Community College. It is close to home, but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. It's the Chargers by 6. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Mark Starr at GN Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
When every moment counts, every detail matters. Amberwell Hospice Care brings compassionate local care to wherever you are, home, assisted living, or a nursing facility. Our team is here day and night, helping you manage symptoms, control pain, and focus on what matters most. Time with your loved ones. We support your family too with grief counseling that starts on day one and continues after loss. You don't need to navigate this difficult time alone. Call Amberwell Hospice Care, 913-360-5520.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving. On the road or in the field, let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KNZA tonight, MSC Sports Radio Network, girls 2A sub-state quarterfinal matchup. And right now at the halftime break, it is Horton leading Valley Falls. Our score is 24-18. Again, Megan Sturton in studio, Brandon Tadman with you. Can't thank you enough. Tuning in tonight as the high school basketball playoffs are off and running here across the landscape. Well, again, it was kind of a tale of two quarters. Piled up turnovers for both teams, but the Chargers came out roaring. They had a 15-5 advantage after the first 8 minutes. But then Valley Falls, like we saw a couple of weeks ago, and not a couple of weeks ago, but about a week and change ago, they had a game Valley Falls did at Prairie Le Compton, where they were down 23-0 at the end of the first quarter, and ultimately got that game back to 6 early on in the third quarter. I say that because Horton jumped out to a 10-point first quarter lead. Valley Falls would go on a 10-0 run over about a 4 or 5 minute stretch of that second quarter. Once down 12, they got it back to within 4, but then Horton able to turn it on a little bit down the home stretch, get a big basket late, and extend it out to 6 points right now as it's 24-18 in favor of Horton, the Chargers, at the halftime break. All right, let's go through some of the stats here. We'll start with Horton, who leads it by 6. They got 6 points all in the second quarter from Kansas Keough. She was 4 for 4 at the line, also collected 3 rebounds. Kirsten Smith had 5 points. She shot 8 free throws in the first half, and all 5 of her points via the free throw shot. Outside of that, JoJo Switch, 4 points and 3 rebounds. 3 points for Maria Mendez, and then 2 points apiece from Tiffin Lancer, Bobby Becker, and Kara Coversup. Coversup, though, has 5 rebounds and multiple block shots in the first half. For Valley Falls, they got 7 apiece from Lily Brown and Kadrin Strickler. So those two combining for 14 of the 18 Dragon points. Outside of that, 2 points apiece from Chloe Cox and also Brecken Moore. Again, the turnover numbers, an issue for both teams. Valley Falls, 18 turnovers in the first half. They had 10 in the first quarter, 8 in the second quarter. Chargers turned it over 5 times in the first, but 9 times in the second. So 14 turnovers in the first half for Horton. Chargers out-rebounding the Dragons in the first half, 18-12. Just 1 3-pointer hit in the game. It was Maria Mendez at the end of the first quarter for the Chargers. And then the free throw numbers, Chargers 9-14 from the line in the first half. Dragons on the other end, they were 4 out of 6 from the charity stripe. Again, our score 24-18. It is Horton leading Valley Falls. Our stats here tonight at the halftime break brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms, Holton Tax Services and Holton. That's Mike Tanking, Kay Armour, Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting. That is with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Horton by 6. We'll go through some other scores. We'll check the landscape after this as our halftime show continues next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rainbow Communications has been serving Northeast Kansas for over 70 years, providing dependable phone, internet, and technology solutions to homes and businesses. Our expanding network offers internet speeds to fit your needs, perfect for remote work, streaming, or online learning, local support, affordable plans, and reliable service, all from a team that lives and works in your community. Call 800-892-0163 for more information. Rainbow Communications, your local connection, online at rainbowtel.com.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates. For body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Tim Brandon-Tama with you. A couple minutes away from the start of the second half tonight here at Horton. Chargers leading Valley Falls 24-18. Just a couple of notes, you know, from some other action here tonight as the playoffs are underway here in the basketball season. Hiawatha, they are leading Holton on the boys' side in 3A. The Big East League champs and the Redhawks leading the Wildcats 27-9. So our lone score that we have seen to this point, but also Silver Lake in action tonight. Dane Johnson, you could argue maybe the player of the year in the Big East. He just broke a 56-year-old school record with his 14th point tonight. They had a big lead over Maranatha Christian Academy. He surpasses Lon Kruger. Yes, Lon Kruger as the all-time leading scorer in Silver Lake Eagles boys basketball history. Again, our score here at the half. Lady Chargers 24, Dragons 18. Two-way sub-state quarterfinal action. A final 30-second timeout. Second half action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Need dependable electrical service? Gerber Electric in Atchison is here to light the way. From quick fixes to major projects, their trusted team delivers quality work backed by free estimates and a satisfaction guarantee. And while you're out, swing by their retail store at 405 North 17th Street for everything you need to keep things powered up. Bulbs, batteries, breakers, connectors, and more. Gerber Electric. It's not just a job. It's a tradition. Stop in or give them a call today. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, win and move on and lose, your season is done. We're at this point in high school basketball quarterfinals here on the girls' side in Class 2A. And right now at home, Horton leading league foe Valley Falls 24-18 as we are set to start the third quarter here tonight on KNZA. Again, big thanks to Megan Sturton in studio, Brandon Salmon. Thanks a ton once again. Excited to bring you our second half coverage. Here we go. Chargers by six and the opening possession from left to right here in quarter number three. Both teams rocking their starters here to begin the third quarter. Here's Switch at the free throw line. Now Keogh going between the legs with the dribble. Left side on the wing. Banks gets a touch. Now at the high post, trying to dump down to Switch. He lost the handle, and Valley Falls forcing an early turnover here in the third quarter. Dragons down six. 25 seconds in. Their first offensive touch from right to left here in the third quarter. Here's DeLong. Straight away. Right side it goes. Now into the corner with Wilson. Dribbles back to the wing. Now DeLong diving in from the baseline. Her pass deflected out of bounds. And last touch underneath by covers up for the Dragons. Keep at 7:20 to go in the third as they trail here at Horton 24-18. Here is Callie DeLong to throw it in. Holds it high above her head, left side of the backboards. Still trying to find somebody and does so at the last second. On the wing with Abby Wilson. DeLong coming back to get it up top. Right side on the bounce pass. Gracie Connor had it knocked away, chasing it down on the right wing. Hands it off to Callie DeLong right there. Staying on the right side of the floor. DeLong on a cut. Gets baseline. Backed out into the corner. Her pass taken away. Turnover, Valley Falls. Here comes Marlissa Banks. Low. Knee-high dribble. Spins it up and in with the right hand. That's a heck of a finish by Marlissa Banks. And her first basket tonight opens up the scoring in the third quarter. 26-18 Chargers. And then a foul on the perimeter going against Marlissa Banks. Just a little bit handsy there, reaching in on Paisley Heinen. And Chloe Cox has just checked in here for the Dragons, who played just north of a minute in this third quarter. Cox getting, floating, missing it, hit the rim twice and fell off. Covers up, had the rebound, and then she tied up underneath. Possession arrow is going to keep it on this end with Valley Falls. The Valley Falls again late in the first half. Got it to within four. Or correction, got it to within two at one point. They got it to 20-18. That's as close as they have been since the early portion. But right now they trail by eight with the ball, about 90 seconds into the third. Long pass into the left corner. Brecken Moore, a three, high off the heel, fighting for the rebound. After a deflection, Chloe Cox had a second chance up close. She missed that one and cleared away by JoJo Switch. Banks diving in, shooting, count it, and the foul. Marlissa Banks, both of the Charger buckets here in the third quarter, and a chance for an old-fashioned three-point play as the lead is back to 10 at 28-18. Third foul called against Gracie Connor, and the first foul on the Dragons here in the second half. So a good start for Marlissa Banks, first team All-League last season. Late sub in, Strickler on the floor here, coming in for Valley Falls, taking the spot of Gracie Connor. Just mentioned, picked up her third foul. So again, the 5'8 junior Marlissa Banks, 4 points here, all in the last 90 seconds or so. And her free throw hits the rim, falls off no good, and a rebound for Abby Wilson. Here's Wilson getting it off to Brecken Moore. Gets to the right wing. Reaching in is Kansas Keough, not able to pop it away. Now up top it's Wilson diving in. Shot no good. Good feed in the paint to Chloe Cox. She is fouled on the shot attempt, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. Arlissa Banks picks up her second, and Charger team foul number two here in the quarter. And Chloe Cox, the 5'5 junior, at the line for two. Averaging 10.3 points per game this season, that leads the Dragons team. And her first free throw tie gets the shooter's touch. And she now has 3 points in the game. It is 28-19 Chargers. Arlissa Banks checks out with the two fouls. Keo right back in for her. Fouls 2 minutes into this second half. Second free throw by Cox. She gets them both to go and has 4 points here tonight. 28-20 Chargers. 2 minutes into this third quarter. Right block. Kirsten Smith getting it back to Keo. Quick trigger on a three. That is an air ball. Covers up. Able to save it though underneath. Second chance here. Lanter right side along two. That one's buried. Tiffin Lanter, the feet set, ready to fire. She knocks in a 19-footer. 30-20. Chargers back up by 10. Now a turnover for Valley Falls. They're losing momentum right now. Here's Keough. Good pace. Now stops on a dime on the right wing. Good pass for Smith. Gets it off the deflection. Spins it up and in. Count it in. One. First and Smith to the free throw line for one more. She's got seven to lead the Chargers. And we're tied for the largest lead for Horton tonight. It's back to 12. Check the foul. It's on Abby Wilson. That is her third. So both teams have two players with three fouls. The ninth free throw attempt here tonight in this game for Kirsten Smith. Unable to get that one to go. 32-20, the Dragons trailing by 12 with the possession. Here's a high touch on the elbow, right side. Now left side it goes, Abby Wilson in the corner. DeLong working around the arc from left to right. Hands it between the rings. Heavy pass into some traffic. And it's taken away by JoJo Switch. Another Dragons turnover. Keough steps into a right side three. It's short. Rebound tally DeLong. Here come the Dragons. DeLong, right sideline. Bouncing it inside. Here's Cox. Shot no, but a foul. Chloe Cox going back to the line to shoot two. At 4:56 to go in the third, Chargers leading at 32-20. And that foul going against Keough. So she now has three fouls alongside her teammates Aubrey Wilson and also Kirsten Smith. First free throw by Cox. Hits the rim twice. Falls off. No good. She has 4 points here tonight. Now 2 of 3 at the line. And the Dragons have struggled on offense this year, and part of that is free throw shooting. As a team, just 45%. She's able to go 1 for 2. 5'5 junior Chloe Cox has 5 points in the game. Arlissa Banks, a sub into the game here for Horton, taking the spot of Kansas Keough. 4:56 to go in the third quarter. 11-point lead right now for the Chargers at 32-21. And an offensive foul right into the front court going to be called against the Chargers. Not sure what we saw there. They're going to say an illegal screen going against Garrett Covers up. That'll be her second foul in the third turnover against Horton in the third quarter. So here come the Dragons from right to left. Down the middle of the floor, Brecken Moore. She goes right with it. Now coming back top of the key, it's Lily Brown who just checked back in. Brown, long skip pass, Cox in the corner for three. Front rim just grazing the iron short. Rebound tip and Lanter. Here's Marlissa Banks. Back to the bucket. Now facing. Right side to Lanter. Now switch. Right corner. Approaching the 4:20 mark to go in the third quarter. 11-point Charger lead. Here's Lanter on the wing. Short corner. Shot is up. Kirsten Smith from 15. Off the offensive rebound. Sticking it up and in. And Covers up for two. Covers up has 7 rebounds tonight. Now 4 points in the largest lead of Baker's dozen for Horton at 13. Right at the halfway point here in the third quarter. Valley Falls scrambling on the right wing. They get a post touch for Brown. And again, another block shot by Covers up. And she had words after that rejection for Lily Brown, who just threw her hands up in frustration. That is at least the third block shot for Covers up here tonight. For the Dragons, far side of the floor, down 13 at 3:55 to go in the third. And now Switch getting a block shot on Strickler. And we're going to whistle in a tie-up. possession arrow back to the Chargers and keep it big time on that possession. A pair of block shots, one by covers up, and that one by Switch. So the Chargers, momentum here in the third quarter. Here's Banks bouncing to Lanter right side. And that pass nearly going out of bounds, but saved in the corner by Kirsten Smith. Gets it inside to covers up, leaning left off the window with the left hand for two. Covers up her second basket here in the last minute. 6 points and seven rebounds for the 5'11 senior. Largest lead continuing to grow for Horton. It's at 15. Under 3.5 minutes to go. Now Lancer comes away with a pickpocket and a foul against the Dragons. It's going on Chloe Cox, and if anything, it might have stopped the transition basket. Second foul on Cox, and the third at team foul against Valley Falls here in the third quarter. All the momentum with the home team Chargers, the 5 seed in this sub-state. Long pass, oh goodness. Melissa Banks from the right wing looking for Mendez in the left corner, and Melissa Banks just launched it with one hand, and it went about 4 rows deep. One fan probably going home with the game ball, but nah, they had to give it back. For the Dragons again, there's a foul. And reaching in, a little handsy there. It was Melissa Banks. She's picking up her third. And that is team foul number 5. So bonus time the rest of the way here in the third quarter for Valley Falls. As put the freshman, Kadrin Strickler, at the line. 36-21 Chargers. Their largest lead of 15 here tonight. Strickler knocks down the first free throw. The first point here in the third quarter. She's got 8 in the game. Paisley Heinen checking back in here for Valley Falls, taking the spot of Lily Brown. Strickler, the freshman, 4 out of 5 at the line here tonight. And make it 5 for 6. She goes 2 for 2 here and has a Valley Falls high of 9 points in the game. Dragons have work to do. They're down 13 at 3 minutes to go here in the third. Here's Smith. Short corner right, back to the bucket, spins baseline, shot no good, but a foul. More free throws coming for Kirsten Smith. That is team foul number 4 in the third against Strickler. Her correction. Nope, take that back. They get Brecken Moore with her first and team foul number 4. So Kirsten Smith knocks down the first free throw. That was her 10th free throw attempt of the game. She has knocked down 6 of the 10 and has one more. Her second, nothing but net. 9 points for Kirsten Smith, and the Charger lead is 38-23 at 2:56 to go in the third quarter. Here come the Dragons into the front court. They got work to do. Down the middle, Brecken Moore looks right, comes back left near side, DeLong off the screen. Here's Cox up top. Long pass over the top in the left corner with Heinen. Back up top again. Right side to Long. Ball faking. Driving in. Left side. Cox to Long 2. Hits the rim twice. No good. Grabbing the rebound with JoJo Switch. And then her pass out of bounds at midcourt for a turnover. 5 turnovers here in the third quarter for Horton. They're 19th of the game, yet they look up and still lead it by 15. 2.5 minutes to go here in the third. Here's DeLong on the wing left. Right side of the floor, Strickler steps in, wide open three, nearly banks it in. Off the offensive rebound, that one's no good. It was missed that time by DeLong, and here comes Mendez coast to coast, and she forces one up and in through contact. The freshman Maria Mendez, who had a buzzer-beating 3 at the end of the first quarter, now has 5. Trying to answer up the floor, Cox missing a left side 3, battle for the rebound, it's ripped away. Picked up by Marlissa Banks, and a foul against the Dragons. Free throws coming for Horton, who leads it now by 17 at 40-23 at 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. And they get Strickler with her second foul as both teams in the bonus. Final 2 minutes of this third quarter. First free throw attempts tonight for Marlissa Banks. 9 points per game this season. And her first free throw attempt tonight is good. And all 5 of her points will come here in the third quarter. Kansas Keo back into the game, taking the spot of Mendez. 41-23 Chargers building on their largest lead, and they add to it. Banks goes 2 for 2. All 6 of her points here in the third quarter. 19-point Charger lead. Dragons working short corner right, looking for DeLong in the paint. Not there. Strickler to the left side. Shot up and good by Chloe Cox up close. That was a great pass by Strickler to a wide-open Cox, who now has seven. 42-25 Chargers. 1:37 to go in the third quarter. Reaching in at Hynum. She'll be whistled for a foul. And free throws coming here for Kansas Keough. So Keough at the line, leading scorer for the Chargers this season, north of 13 a game. She was first team all league last season. Got 6 points here, all in the second quarter. And her first free throw a little bit short, no good. Along with her 13 points, she averages nearly 4 rebounds, 4 assists, and over 2 steals per game. That was her first miss at the line tonight. She was 4 for 4 prior to that one. Now this one on the way, she left it short as well. So she goes 0 for 2, and a rebound for Chloe Cox. That's got to be an offensive foul. Chloe Cox just barreled over Carlissa Banks, who is set for a New York minute on the right wing. Player control, so no free throws, but the Chargers getting it right back on the offensive foul. Now whistle, and a carry is going to be called here in the front court against Kansas Keough. So the Chargers just give it right back. We're down to a minute 25 in this third quarter. 2A girls sub-state quarterfinal. Chargers here at home leading Valley Falls 42-25. Here's the long left wing, 2 dribbles right, now cuts it in, keeping the dribble, pulls up from 12, can't get it to go, fighting for the rebound, and the Chargers come away with it. Here's Keough down the middle, flips it up, curls it up and in with a little English at it. Beautiful finish by Kansas Keough. She's got 8 tonight with a minute to go here in the third, back to 19 points on the lead for Horton. Straightaway 3 is short, missed by Hynum. Chargers clear it away. They work it into the front court. Keough again. Couldn't get that one to go from the left side. And a rebound for Valley Falls. Here come the Dragons with Moore. Left side to Long. Spins pass. Nice move. Good extra pass. Moore. Corner 3. That's an air ball. Bouncing into the right corner. And it's picked up by Switch. Final 30 seconds. Nobody gets back. Banks up the floor. Layup for 2. 8 points for Melissa Banks, and the lead at 21, 46-25, and the Dragons turn it over here in the front court. It's been all Chargers here in this third quarter. Final 16 seconds, leading 46-25. Banks for 3, in and out, no good. Rebound Valley Falls, they got a little bit of time here. 6 seconds, Brecken Moore, left block, good bounce pass. Shot, Hynum at the buzzer is good off the window. Had to have it, Paisley Hynum, her first 2 tonight. But it was all Horton in the third quarter. They led it by 6 at the halftime break. They're going to take a 46-27 lead into the final 8 minutes. Win and move on. Lose, your season is done. That's high school basketball. Fourth quarter action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the Horton girls basketball team, number 5 seed in the sub-state, 8 minutes away from advancing to the sub-state semifinals. A 22-9 advantage for the home team Chargers over Valley Falls in that third quarter, taking a 6-point halftime lead and ballooning it to 46-27. As we go to the fourth quarter tonight here on KMZA, Megan Sturt and Brandon Tatton with you, and here we go. Final 8 minutes. Dragons have a lot of work to do. They have the opening possession, 2-3 zone right now for the Chargers. Left side to Cox on the wing. 2 dribbles in the paint. Now DeLong. Passing to the right side of the floor. Shot blocked on the perimeter. That is great defense, and a closeout by covers up. Her fourth block tonight. Lancer up the floor, missing a shot off Alex. Valley Falls trying to clear it away with DeLong. She angles back that dribble right. Right side of the floor. Bree Meyer is checked into the game here for Valley Falls. Here's a 3 left side. It's a swish for Chloe Cox. First Dragon in double figures. She's got 10, and a big shot there. Gets it to 46-30. Valley falls down 16, about 50 seconds into the fourth quarter. Here's Lanter. Inside to Aubrey Wilson, trying to answer with Keough from downtown. But an offensive rebound by Aubrey Wilson to keep it alive. Here's Keough again, diving in, had it knocked away. Lanter left side three, and a foul on the floor on the rebound attempt after the miss. The lead going against the Dragons, and that is the case. They whistle Callie DeLong underneath. That is her third foul. Nope, take that back. It is number four on Horton. That's Aubrey Wilson, who's not seen a ton of time, so she picked up three early fouls, and that's quickly her fourth. She'll stay on the floor. We played a minute 15 of this fourth quarter. Chargers by 16. Up top with it, Abby Wilson for the Dragons. They get it now left side of the floor. It's Bree Meyer. Now Cox up top, right side DeLong, puts the head down, gets knocked back out. Back out on the perimeter, DeLong gets a look, long two, right corner, switch. Big time shot for Cali DeLong, hard to believe, her first 2 points tonight, makes it 46-32 Chargers at 6:20 to go in the game. Aubrey Wilson had it knocked away on the right corner, ball trickles out of bounds, it's going to stay here with Horton. Gets a Valley Fair student. And Horton students getting involved here together. They're having some fun here on the near side. Certainly a bigger group of Chargers students, but Credit Valley Falls supporting their team here tonight. Off the inbound, shot up no good by Keough underneath. Saving it though was Kirsten Smith. Corner three by Keough. She airballed that one. Valley Falls clearing it away with Bree Meyer. 2 minutes in, six to go. Meyer straightaway three. That one missing hard off the right rim. Right into the hands of Kara Coversup, who now has 9 rebounds in the game. And Bailey Lanter, head coach for the Chargers. A little sporadic there. She wants to talk it over. Timeout called. It's a 30-second timeout. 5:53 to go in the game. Chargers 46 and the Dragons 32. Again, Megan in studio. Appreciate it very much. Brandon Tevin with you. Just a reminder here, kind of the rest of this week on KNCA. So tomorrow night we'll be back at the Roundhouse. 3A girls. Sub-state quarterfinal, a rivalry in the Big East featuring Sabetha at Hiawatha. We'll have that game on KNZA here tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, also available on both the Sabetha and Hiawatha channels. All day tomorrow on KNZA, bottom of the hour, and then all day Saturday as well. We'll have hourly updates from the state wrestling tournament, 3-2-1A out in Hayes and 4A in Salina. So a lot going on here as the postseason underway. The winter sports time, but high school basketball underway. First round action this week on the playoff front. So the Chargers with the possession out of the timeout, working with 5:45 to go and leading by 14. Here's Coversup, Keough, right side, she'll fire, left the three short, tipped around underneath, and finally into the hands of Abby Wilson for Valley Falls. Dragons down 14, 5.5 minutes to go in the game. Still got some time, but do they have a run in them? Here's Cox, right side on the wing. It goes to Abby Wilson towards the corner. Now it's DeLong in that right corner. Dribbles all the way around the arc. Now dives straight in. Pulls up from the free throw line. Cali DeLong, nicely played. All four of DeLong's points here in the last minute. 46-34, it's down to 12. Here's Maria Mendez in the right corner. Again, something to mention. No shot clock here at Horton as Horton turns it over. It's a steal by DeLong. Has it on the dribble, right side to Cox. Bree would get this to a single-digit game. Meyer will try, and she does so. Bree Meyer, a left-side three, her first point tonight. It's 46-37 at 4:48 to go in the game. Here come the Dragons. Here's Banks inside to Coversup. Too deep shot. No, she missed it. Gets her own rebound. Second chance, no. Good effort for Kara Coversup, and she's going to the line to shoot two. Stops the clock at 4:40 remaining. Chargers leading at 46-37. The foul is on Gracie Connor. That is her fourth. Dragons team foul number two. Coversup. First free throw, no good. She's the best free throw shooter on this team at nearly 72%. Tiffin Lanter checking back into the game here for the Chargers. And also Marlissa Banks back in as well. Coversup her second free throw. She missed them both. Rebound for Chloe Cox. It stays a 9-point game. Oh, and the Dragons turn it over into the front court. Cox looking inside for Heinen. And a misdirected pass there out of bounds. three. Crucial Valley Falls turnover. JoJo switch back into the game. Kara covers up. Double-digit rebounds for her tonight with 6 points. She'll get a breather. 4.5 minutes to go. Chargers leading by 9 at 46-37. It'll be Morehill Mount Academy or Northern Heights in the sub-state semifinals. Winner of this game against the winner of that one. Here's Banks to miss three. Offensive rebound, though, underneath, collecting the trash, was Kirsten Smith, who now has 11. That is the lead for the Chargers. 48-37, approaching the halfway point of the fourth quarter. Here's Cox curling in, left side pass. Now baseline drive by Connor. Got knocked nearly out of bounds, and she throws it away. Turnover by the Dragon. Here's Lanter all the way. Shot rejected by Meyer. Out of bounds. It'll stay here with the Chargers. And with freshman on freshman there. And the Chargers will have it underneath as Caitlin Strickler and Lily Brown check in on this scenario for the Dragons. 11-point Charger lead. It's knocked into the backcourt and a turnover by Horton. Coast to coast. Shot no good, but a foul called on Melissa Banks. That'll be her fourth. And free throws coming for Paisley Heinen. Now the foul trouble, kind of an issue now here for the Chargers. That's four on Marlissa Banks, also four on Aubrey Wilson. Big free throws here for Paisley Heinen. Her first is no good. And the free throw shooting has been an issue all season long for this Dragons team. Heinen just 33% collected at the stripe this season. Banks comes out with the four fouls, covers up right back on the floor. 3:51 to go in the game. Heinen tonight, 2 points and two rebounds. The second freebie hits the heel, hits the rim, falls off. She goes 0 for 2. Huge free throws missed there by the Dragons. And Kirsten Smith a rebound up the floor, covers up, saving it into the corner. Mendez and her pass to the left wing into the second row, and the Chargers give it right back. Seems like neither team wants to hang with the possession right now. 3:38 to go in the game. Chargers leading 48-37. Another big possession here for the Dragons. Here's Meyer. Left side it goes. Lily Brown. Now the touch for Gracie Connor. Spins in from the left wing. Now short corner. She has it. Mendez nearly took it away, but Strickler gets it back near midcourt. 3:20 and counting. No shot clock. Meyer again. A heat check. That's missed from the right wing. Easy rebound for Maria Mendez, and here come the Chargers up the floor, leading by 11. Backside pass to Kirsten Smith, settles in, shot wild, it's no good. Fighting for the rebound, covers up another rebound and a foul, going against Alley Falls on the floor. Offensive rebounding and just rebounding in general tonight has been an advantage for the home team Chargers. And that is the fifth foul on the lone senior, Gracie Connor. And what could be the final game of her career on the basketball floor. Her team's going to have to rally with 3:07 to go. Chargers 48, Dragons 37. Inside, covers up the feed from Switch on the inbound. Big to big, and it's nicely played by the two forwards. And then we get a whistle and a timeout into the front court for Chad Van Houten and Valley Falls. It's a fall. We'll follow suit. 2:58 to go in this one. The 5-seed Chargers looking to move on. Daily Valley Falls 50-37. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Just barely south of 3 minutes to go in this girls' 2A sub-state quarterfinal. The Horton Chargers here at home leading Valley Falls 50-37. The Bakers does it on the advantage. 2:58 to go in tonight's game. Again, Horton holds on. They're going to play either Morehill Mount Academy, the 4-seed on the road. Haven't seen a score from that, but the 13-seed they're taking on in Northern Heights here tonight. Let's see what the Dragons have drawn up out of the timeout. They're down 13 with 2:45 to go. Here's DeLong. Quick trigger. Brecken Moore, a three, hit nothing but backboard. Rebound for the Chargers. It's Kirsten Smith who nabs that one. They get it up the floor to covers up. Her pass deflected out of bounds. Good defense underneath. In transition by Callie DeLong. But now, again, no shot clock here. So the 13-point lead and an even bigger advantage in that regard, not having to really worry about the possession time. Here's Switch to throw it in, trying to dump it into the paint. It's ripped away by DeLong, and then she had it ripped away, and that should be a travel against Kansas Keough, and it is. So ultimately, a turnover on the Chargers on the inbounds underneath. 2.5 minutes to go. Dragons need a bucket here. They're down 13. Let's see if they can get one. Here's Chloe Cox, right side to Strickler on the wing. Puts it on the dribble twice into the right corner. Now right back into that right corner with Cox. She'll get in the lane all the way. Shot no good. Fighting for the rebound. And it's finally picked up. Nope. Ball still on the floor. It's ricocheted all the way out near midcourt. And we get a whistle and a foul, I believe, going against the Dragons here. It was Marlissa Banks and Bree Meyer chasing it down off multiple deflections near midcourt. They get the freshman, Bree Meyer, with her first foul. And Dragons team foul number 4. So the final 2:10, Chargers, 13-point lead. They're going to be in the bonus. And they can play as much time off the clock as they want with no shot clock here tonight. Here's Keough, into the lane, tough shot, that's in there. Kansas Keough now with 10, 52-37, Chargers, 1:49 to go. Dragons are in big trouble. Here's DeLong, here's Moore, here's Cox, left wing 3, high off the front rim. Offensive rebound though for Strickler, she's on the right block, fighting through the trees down low, and a jump ball is going to be called, and that gives it back to Horton. And a fourth spot coming in substitution-wise here for Horton. Aubrey Wilson, Bobby Becker, Tiffin Lanter, and Maria Mendez all checking in there as Kansas Keough will be the one to stay out there. Final 90 seconds in tonight's game. Chargers at home and a 15-point lead against Valley Falls. It was up and down all the way around. Both teams had runs throughout, but more so on the side of the home team Chargers. Down to 1:17, just working it wing to wing. Right side of the floor, Bobby Becker. Now Keough up top, down to 1:10. 52-37 our score. Chargers by 15. Keough shot in the lane, no. Hits off the heel. Rebound Valley Falls. Then we get a whistle and a foul. Going against the Chargers. It is the fourth foul on Kansas Keough and team foul number 3 here in the quarter. Final minute, though, of this game. Chargers leading by 15. Going to get their 16th win of the season. Move on to the sub-state semifinals. That's going to be a better finish for them this season as they were upended last year by Jackson Heights in the opening round. There's the left corner three drilled by Chloe Cox, who has 13 in the game to lead the Dragons. But again, a 12-point Charger lead. Final 35 seconds. Valley Falls don't seem too eager to draw up a foul here as we're under 30 seconds. Charger student section, I believe that we will win. And the Chargers are going to win. I don't know if the Dragons are even going to worry about fouling here. We're down to 13 seconds. Keough out top with it. Works it to the left wing. We'll take it all the way and put an exclamation point on it for 2. And the final few ticks off the clock, and that will do it. The Horton Lady Chargers advance to the Class 2A Substate Semifinals after an opening round victory here tonight against League Foe Valley Falls. Again, the final tonight, Chargers 54 and the Dragons 40. We'll get you our post-game, wrap things up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner-agent at Be Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Experience local banking with people you know and trust. For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. Strong, steady, and local. Visit cfbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
At Taco John's, we believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So,
that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness. And seasoning 100% North American beef in our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, there's a taco deal on Tuesdays? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Enjoy a better Taco Tuesday every Tuesday at Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you are family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
We have a simple formula at Shelter Insurance. Provide personalized coverage at great rates, with local agents to help you choose the coverage you need. And if the unexpected happens, fulfill our promise to be there when you need us most. Shelter Insurance ranked number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region, 7 of the last 8 years by J.D. Power.
See how much you can save by visiting local shelter agents Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Courtney Boswell in Holton.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the Horton girls basketball team a step farther than last season. Of course, Horton, last season, 13 wins, but upended in the first round of sub-state against Jackson Heights. This season, hosting Valley Falls, and the Chargers able to get to that second round as they win it here tonight against their league rival, 54-40. Here on KNZA. In our post game, it's brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. So the Chargers move on. They will either go to Moorhill Mounts Academy or will host Northern Heights, depending on the outcome of that game. Haven't seen a score update there, but that is the 4-13 matchup in sub-state number one in the Mission Valley to a sub-state overall. So we'll keep tabs on that, but Horton moving on as they win it tonight here by 14. Let's go through some of the numbers here as Horton moves to 16-7 overall and Valley Falls with the loss. We'll finish the 25-26 campaign with a record of 8-16. Horton tonight, they were led in scoring by Kansas Keough. She had 12 points to go along with 4 rebounds. She was 4 of 6 at the free throw line. Kirsten Smith, she was also in double figures. She had 11 points to go along with 6 rebounds. A near double-double for Kara Coversup. She had 8 points and a team-leading 11 rebounds here tonight. Marlissa Banks had 8 points, all of her 8 points in that third period. And then 4.7 rebounds in the book for JoJo Switch. 4 points from Tiffin Lanter. And 2 points as well for Bobby Becker. Well, another big stat was rebounding. Horton unofficially out-rebounding Valley Falls here tonight, 38-25. The Dragons had 28 turnovers. They knocked down 3 threes. They were 9 of 14 at the line. Dragons were led tonight in scoring by junior Chloe Cox, who had 13 and 3 rebounds. She was also 3 of 4 at the free throw line. 9 points from Kadrin Strickler, 7 points from Lily Brown, 4.6 rebounds from Callie DeLong, 3 points from Bree Meyer off the bench, and then at 2 points apiece for Paisley Heinen and Brecken Moore. Moore, again, finishing with 2 points, but she actually scored the first 2 points tonight for Valley Falls early on in the ball game. Moore also had 5 rebounds to go along with those 2 points. So again, Valley Falls losing here tonight at Horton. Their season ends with a record of 8-16. Horton awaits either Moorhill Mounts Academy, a road trip next week, or potentially a home game if the Ravens were to be upended by 13 seed Northern Heights. So we shall see in that regard. As always, our stats here tonight's game and all season long. Stats, I should say. Got a little skippy there. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services and Holton, Mike Tanking, Kay Armour, Michelle Callison, or any K Tax Services in Whiting. That's Jacob Binks and Courtney Brockoff. Well, it's now time to announce our player of the game here tonight. And I don't know, just kind of looking around the board, and, you know, part of me wants to give it to Kara Coversup just for the 11 rebounds, because a lot of those were on the offensive end. She also at least probably had 4 blocks in this game. It could have been a notch or 2 higher, but with her, you know, scoring inside, her offensive rebounding, her defense down low, a senior in her final tour on the team, give it to Kara Coversup tonight. She is our player of the game. Minimum 4 blocks, but also 8 points, 11 rebounds, a couple assists as well. So the Horton Chargers, again, 16 wins, 7 losses. They await and move on. The sub-state semifinals will be played next Tuesday, March 3rd, and then a win in that game would move you to a sub-state championship game on March the 6th, which would be held at Mission Valley High School. So again, heads up, if you're Valley Falls, you get 8 wins this season. They had just 3 all of last year, and they only had 1 senior on the roster, and that was Gracie Connor, who unfortunately fouled out in the fourth quarter here tonight. But Callie DeLong, all-league last season. She is a junior. Good size down low with freshman Kadrin Strickler, who had good minutes tonight, finishing with 9 points. Lily Brown is a sophomore. Abby Wilson's a junior. Brecken Moore is a sophomore. So this Valley Falls team, they got something to look forward to, as they're going to have a lot of experience back next season trying to build on what was an 8-16 campaign here in the 25-26 season. But for Horton and first-year head coach Bailey Lanter, the Chargers march on. And real quick before we wrap it up, mention Kara Coversup, our player of the game. That is brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So again, tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, we'll be back at the Roundhouse at Hiawatha, 3A Girls Substate Quarterfinal, with Hiawatha hosting Sabetha, and then KNZA all day tomorrow and Saturday, bottom of the hour. We will have hourly state wrestling updates as we got pushing close to 100 athletes at state wrestling tournaments across 3-2-1A in Hayes and Class 4A as well in Salina. So again, something to keep track of as we are off and running postseason action on the basketball floor. Excited to get going here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. So until tomorrow night when we're back at the Roundhouse, we will talk to you then. For Megan Sturton, our studio producer, Brandon Tabman with you. Horton wins it tonight, 54-40 to advance. We await to see who their opponent's going to be next Tuesday night in the sub-state semifinals. All right, quick programming note. Coming up next, our final three rounds of locker room chats. A little bit of a scheduling issue there. We're going to take care of it. We had to kind of prematurely exit out of our locker room chats here before this game tonight. So you'll hear from the head basketball coaches at Royal Valley, Jackson Heights, and Holton as we'll wrap those up for a final time here in the high school basketball season. So again, the Chargers win it 54-40. We'll talk to you tomorrow night at the Roundhouse in Hiawatha. Until then, Brandon Tadman signing off here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.